The Bladen race takes place Sunday with 4,000 runners expected to take part. Every year they nominate a charity which benefits from both the fundraising and the increased awareness that being involved with the Bladen race brings. Now this year, small local charity called Heel and Toe has been chosen. It helps children with cerebral palsy and other physical disabilities. Louise Snar is from Bladen. She knows exactly what difference this charity's help can make, because her son Finley was born prematurely and in his first week of life had a bleed on the brain which left him with a form of cerebral palsy. She told me recently about how it affected Finley.
It's known as hemiplegia, which is a weakness on one side of his body. Yes, it's a weakness down one side, so his right arm and his right leg are a bit weaker than the other side.
And what does it mean for him? What things does it mean he struggles with that other children take for granted?
It's everyday things like dressing and undressing, using the toilet, going up and down stairs, things like that, other tricky things. Things that you take for granted, that you use two hands for, can be a bit difficult for him at times.
What effect have these challenges had on Finley?
He's suffered with frustration over the years. He finds things difficult. He's quite an easygoing little boy, though. He takes things in his stride quite a lot.
Hmm.
He's not too bad.
Was there any support for you?
We had quite a lot of support, yeah. We had... We've got really good family and friends close by. We had, like, the community physios, and obviously Heel and Toe have been a massive support to us.
So how did you discover them, then?
I came across them on the internet. I was just Googling, as we do, and discovered them and got in touch, and they said, come over, and that was when he was 14 months old, and now he's nearly four, and he's been having weekly sessions since then.
And Heel and Toe, they do what?
They see him every week. He has a session there, and they do various activities to strengthen his weaker side, and they do activities so that he can use both hands together.
So is it like soft play?
It can be, yeah. There's a lot of obstacle courses, a lot of, jigsaws, things like that, things that are going to get him working his hand muscles and obstacle courses are obviously his leg muscles, working up and down stairs, things like that.
So, what difference has the help from Heel and Toe made to, well, Finley and in you?
Oh, they've been a massive support. They've been really a major part of his life for the last sort of three and a bit years. They've been there when we've needed them, and they've been supportive to us as an entire family, so yeah, they've been great.
And I believe it's free, isn't it?
It is free, yes. And they don't receive any government funding, so everything that they do is based on fundraising.
Louise Snar from Bladen, his little boy Finley, has a form of cerebral palsy. He's been helped by the local charity Heel and Toe to get walking by himself, dressing himself, and other tasks that need coordination between both sides of the body. Heel and Toe is the official charity of this year's Bladen race, which is on Sunday. If you're going to take part in it, give me a ring Sunday morning. I'm here from 9. And if you are taking part, good luck. I'd take my hat off to anybody who runs a race like that. More about Heel and Toe, heelandtoe.org.uk.